But I've had a new kitten now for a week now.
Wow.
Little Reggie, we got him named on air here.
Thanks, Sunraysia.
And, well, I'm trying to litter train him at the moment. Not going so great.
Okay.
So this morning I wake up at, you know, stupid o'clock, make myself a coffee, all that sort of thing. And the new morning routine is, where has the cat done something? So I walk around the kitchen. Nope, nothing in here. Go in the laundry. Oh, well done. You've gone twice within 1 foot of the litter, but not in the litter.
He's trying.
He's not. He's taunting me.
He's trying. So he's like the smallest kitten ever, and
he's adorable.
Not that smart because he's so small.
This could be the dumbest kitten on the planet. So I find the little treat he's got me, and it is right next to, I'm talking 3 inches from, a giant spider. I'm talking 2.5 times the size of the kitten.
Poo and spider are like the worst thing you could ever wake up to.
Yeah, I've woke up to some pretty bad things, Amber, and those two would probably have to take the cake. So I go, I'm going to tackle that when I get home. Hopefully the spider's gone away.
What?
Then I think,
what if the spider eats the kitten?
I'm going to come home and I'm going to have to cut it out of this giant web cocoon like Sam and Frodo.
I can't even talk about
it. And
this.
I don't like any scenario where I'm Sam and not Frodo, so I attack the hell out of it, kill the spider with the fly spray and clean it up, and the cat then proceeded to go again within 1 foot of the kitty litter. It looked at me the second time. Oh, that cat.
On your Reggie.
It's lucky it's cute. I'll give it that.
Right now, this is Snoop Dogg with Signs on Star.